everybody. This is Getting Beachy Podcast with Tinsley of Remax of Orange Beach and
Dana.
Well, how are you doing tonight, Dana?
I'm as fine as frog hair.
Well, that's good to hear. Sure. Well, we have three great topics tonight. Well, actually, you know, we always cover a couple of extra bonus ones, but our first topic, we have a guest to talk about it.
Who? So, who do we have?
Who is Fred Couch? So let's bring him out. Hello, Fred.
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
Hey, Fred.
Glad to be here.
Fred is with North Point Bank. And amazingly enough, he's in Kentucky, Dana.
Kentucky?
We are in Kentucky. We are in Louisville, Kentucky, getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. So it's a big couple weeks for us here.
Oh, how exciting.
Horse racing.
That's better than the mullet toss.
Yeah. It's exciting. The weather's beautiful. Absolutely.
Mint juleps, hats.
Oh, it's incredible. Everybody's dressed nice. Parties, horse racing. Yeah. It's an exciting time in our city, but we're gearing up for that right now, and it's one of our best times of year for our city.
We have a comment already. Hi, girls. We're enjoying the podcast. Look at that.
Good to see you, Detailed Design.
Right. And then she sent us an email and she didn't hear back. So, okay. So please send
that's
it.
That's awkward.
That's very awkward. So send to gettingbeachypodcast@gmail.com. Let me put that up real quick and then we'll get back to you, Fred. Where is that? Here we go. Come on. Hurry up. Here it is. There. Getting. It's not getting. It's getting beachy. podcast@gmail.com. Very sorry. We'll get right back to you. Okay. Go ahead, Fred.
All right.
We're going to talk about a few things with you.
Okay.
You want to jump right in?
Yeah. Well, a little bit about me. I'm a North Point Bank.
Okay.
We are a bank. We're based out of Michigan, but our mortgage hub is in Louisville, Kentucky. We are in-house, everything from, of course, the loan officers like me. I've been in the business over 20 years in the industry, so I've seen just about everything. We are, again, a mortgage hub. We have underwriting here. We have all our processors. So everything's in-house. Everything's streamlined.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
We like to hear that.
Yes, very good. We have a lot of unique programs that are available to our clients and also our realtor partners that we kind of bring out in certain parts of the country. Down in the Panhandle, of course, go down to Gulf Shores. We have a great program for second homes.
Yes. Let's talk about that. We referred to this last week. So,
okay. So this is going to also answer our question that was asked that we did not get back to them. I found their question. So
okay. He's
about to give some good information on this very thing. One of the things I want to know is what interest rate, if they're buying a condo as a second home, what type of interest rate can they expect to pay?
Well, it all depends.
And let's pretend it's next week. They're going to come this weekend, and they're going to write an offer.
It just depends. It's going to depend on how much money you want to put down, what kind of property you're buying, your credit, of course. And so it all factors in. I mean, it all depends on the.
They've got good credit. They're going to buy a condo, and they're going to spend, I don't know, $500,000. I'm making this part up.
So, I mean, it's hard to quote a rate on that because you don't really know what the rates are.
Yeah, we can put a waiver out there that this is not guaranteed.
That's not guaranteed.
Right on the spot.
Yeah, we are not guaranteed.
Anywhere from, I mean, this is the range of 6 to 7, 8%. It just depends on the program and what they're looking
at. Now, tell us about that 10% down. Now, right now, most lenders are requiring 20 to 25% down for a second home or investment property. Tell us about this great thing that you have now. And you keep it in-house. That's how you're able to do it.
This is our portfolio program only through North Point Bank. It's a great program. 10% down, okay? Second home, of course, vacation home. And basically, it allows people to keep money in their checking account versus or investments instead of cashing out, having to put 20 to 30% down. It's a lot of money. So it's good for townhomes. You know, we do warrantable, non-warrantable condos, condo tells. And basically,
tell us about buying that rate down.
Yeah, of course. And you can always buy the rate down. That's what a lot of people do.
With 10% down, they've got room. They've got extra money.
No, exactly. I mean, you're figuring, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, like putting down a property when you could keep your money where it's at, the 10% down, and buy your rate down a couple points if you want to. And then
yeah,
you have to mess with your investments, your equity or cash in the bank. It's a great program.
So that is way less than 20 to 25% by paying 10% down and buying down a couple of points. That's way less.
Right. And that's a large chunk of money. We're talking $500,000 for a property or more. But it's done through us. It's a portfolio program. You know, we do make sense lending here. Basically, if the loan makes sense, the borrower makes sense, we're going to make the loan. We're going to do our best to do whatever we can to get the property.
Yeah. Everything's decided inside.
Right. You know, if you have a question, I'll run downstairs and talk to our underwriting department and
nice.
And make my case for, you know, our broker partners and of course the client, and make sure, you know, we're doing our best for them. It's a great place.
This is the question I was about to ask you. So say it's a $500,000 condo and detailed design remodeling puts 10% down. How much for a $500,000 condo does it, generally speaking,
you figure 10%, like $50,000 roughly in that way. Are you talking about the
percentage? No, what's it cost for them to buy down a couple points?
It just depends on the program. I mean, typically, you know, it's going to be 1 to 2.
The 10%.
Yeah, 10%. It just depends. It can be, you know, it can be 10,000, it can be 5,000. It just depends on where you want to be at. It's priced out daily. The rates come out daily. So we don't really know.
So if they were going to buy down a couple of points, it's right there on your screen. It would be, I don't know the formula, so.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, we log in and we pretty much try to figure out, because there's different buyouts and different programs are different for every program. So okay. it just depends.
Be about 5,000 maybe?
Yeah, in that range, probably in that range somewhere. But it just depends on, you know, it could be the credit, it could be the type of property. And basically, we figure all that for them through our secondary market. But right now, I mean, like, it's hard to tell exactly what it's going to be on, because there's so many different programs that we offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what she could do is contact you, and we're going to put up the information here, and you could figure out, like, if she gave you a price point.
Absolutely, yeah. I can figure out where she would be at. I could price it out for her and let her know kind of where she's going to be at. You know, and again, the rates change daily depending on what the market is doing, you know.
Yeah, we get that. It's a daily thing. You can't guarantee it. We ought to put up a big waiver up here. Anything we say, we're not responsible for.
Right. I'll be happy if you want to contact me. I'll be happy to price anything out.
Okay, so there's the cell phone number right there on the screen, and there's the email. So fred.couch@northpoint.com. And for the people, I also post this to audio podcast, 502-468-0272.
That's correct.
For old Fred.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help anybody who has questions and go over the different
good questions.
I'll tell you, there's another.
I wish I knew your first name, Detail Design Remodeling.
Well, actually, it's Warren.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
Nope. It's Robert.
Robert. Hey, Robert. Yep. Shout out to Robert. We appreciate you. You tuning in. He says he's enjoying the podcast. I love that. He could have stopped there and I've been happy. Oh, Robert and Laura. There we go. There they are.
All right.
And they obviously have a detailed design remodeling company.
Give me a call. I'll answer all your questions and go through, because every loan is different to every person.
You might have just gotten your first client from us on this right here on the Getting Beat.
I would love to help them. I would like to give them their vacation home and make it happen for them. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's go to the second thing we wanted to ask. Dana, you want to introduce it?
No, because I don't remember. I was too busy looking up the email.
All right. I was hoping you would do it, because we both have a hard time to talk about what is coming out July 24th, maybe, unless they change it, is the change that buyers may have to pay for their buyer's agent commission. So it's a worry for people in that lower. You're going to have to finish because I got to cough.
Okay, you cough. Okay, so in the event that a buyer wants to purchase a property that a seller is not offering a buyer's agent commission on, and they have to come out of pocket to pay that, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and those guys are working on some solutions to kind of ease that a little bit. Or, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what this applies to too is if the seller does end up paying the buyer agent commission as a concession, that won't count against the buyer's ability. It won't count against the concessions they're allowed to get a loan. Is right, that correct?
It looks something like that. It looks like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came out and gave some guidance a little bit, you know, saying they're working on how they can structure the cost. We haven't received any guidance yet here at North Point Bank, but we're waiting.
It's a little early yet, right?
A little early. So I think July 24th. So we got a little bit of time, and things are changing all the time right now. Nobody really knows how to handle it. But being that they're already looking at it and considering some options for the concessions, it's a big deal. You know, and we're excited.
Yeah, it is. And so that's a comfort to a lot of people that, absolutely, you know, the lending community is on the job, and by July we'll have some clear cut.
Right. The unknown
information.
Exactly. The unknown's kind of scary a little bit, but it looks like they're working on it and going to address the situation.
Well, it's like perfect. Dana was saying, when things like this happen, big changes, lending community will step back and punt and figure something out, right?
Absolutely. No, they're very resilient. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to work its way through the system, and everybody will be on board. But just trying to hopefully figure out a way to structure it where it doesn't hurt the buyer, you know, first time home buyers or whoever's buying a property, that it still benefits and nobody's left out. You know, that everybody can. Benefits all people who want to buy homes.
Arguably, the buyer was already paying for it.
Right.
I mean, because it was built into the sales price before.
Right, exactly.
And so, and they were financing it. So there's really no change here. It's just numbers moving on an accounting
new
sheet.
Words.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it really is moving numbers around and making people comfortable. But being that there's some guidance that came out this week, it makes me feel better. And I'm sure it makes a lot of, you know, realtors across the nation feel better, because right now they're kind of like, how are we going to handle this? And it's, you know, July is far away, but it's not that far away, you know, so I'm trying
right.
to.
Right, that's right.
And could you talk about just this, we weren't really going to talk about this, but what the benefit of using a realtor for your buyers?
Oh my God.
What you've seen when they try to do it on their own.
it doesn't work without realtors. I mean, it doesn't work. Everybody's penalized because majority of our problems that come through that we see as a lending institution is the contracts are not right. And that's usually about people trying to do it without a realtor. You know, it's here and there and in between. The realtor, like I said, our system doesn't work without realtors. So there's so much to it. I mean, from landing them on the property to negotiating the price to moving the process forward to getting to the closing, nobody's going to take care of them. And there's so much to it other than just, hey, list a house and the prices. There's a lot that the realtors do that if it wasn't for y'all, the system wouldn't work for anybody. And it's your position is so important. I mean, it really is for everybody, even for the health of the economy. It's incredible how important what y'all do. And a lot of people don't understand what realtors do and the value they bring, but without realtors, it just doesn't work.
Here's what Laura and Robert say. As a buyer, I'm concerned the new NAR ruling will end up adding costs to our purchase. Well, we were just saying that it was really, arguably, you were already paying for it. It was just built into the price.
Right.
So the seller will probably be willing to take a less of a price if he's only paying for his realtor. So, like I was saying, it's really just numbers moving around on a sheet, you know. So you were probably already financing it before.
Right.
And I would throw in there, let's just go ahead and get you in something. Sellers are still paying buyer's agent commissions right now. It's not a big problem. So I would say just go ahead and hop in the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great time to buy a house and buy a property right now. And, I mean, the market is just going to heat up. I mean, I wouldn't be worried about the NAR stuff right now. Just get in, find a property you love, become a homeowner, buy your vacation home that you worked so hard to get your whole life. You know,
it just, and you're saying this from 20 years experience, right?
I've seen everything. I went through the Great Recession of 2010. I had my own mortgage company, me and my wife. Wow. And oh boy, yeah, I've rolled the highs and lows and everything between. And you know, I get shocked still.
And Dana and I have been in it 21 years each, oh, see, too.
Yeah, you know, too.
And we've seen it all down here. You know, remember we were talking, we were, you know, BP oil spill, hurricanes.
Yeah.
The lender meltdown thing. What did you call it? What did you say, Dana?
Tar balls. There were tar balls.
Yeah. Tar balls. Yeah. It's, I mean,
you're, we're not getting another job. This is it. We've got to make it through.
Yeah, really, you got hardworking professionals. And it's a, you know, things getting thrown at the real estate community, and you know they're going to come out even stronger on the end of it. It just, but not knowing the guidance is that's the more frustrating part of it. You know, and eventually,
do you see this comment, Fred?
Yep.
You see?
First, wow, yeah, interest. No, yeah, I mean, really. And people are,
I remember my mom saying in 1984 it was 14% with good credit.
Happy to get it, probably, but it's
you know, that's right.
Cool or low rates, and you know, rates will probably hopefully they'll go down a little bit and over the next year or so. It just depends.
Yeah, that's what we were hearing too.
Yeah, I mean,
and insurance too.
Right. Oh my God, the insurance.
Hopefully.
Side. Right, and you know, and it'll make a little more.
Everything has a waiver. Hopefully, maybe, probably,
maybe, probably. Yeah, yeah. No, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, we are busy. We have our applications have really picked up over the last.
Sweet.
3 weeks. Just
that's a good sign.
You know, spring markets come in. People are, and we have a lot of products. Like we talked earlier, to go back to our portfolio products, but we have a bank statement, a true bank statement program for people that are self-employed. I mean, we don't look at the tax returns. We just average their cash.
Maybe this applies to Laura and Robert.
Yeah, the cash flows through your bank account for your business, and then we average it over 12 or 24 months, and then a lot of people qualify for a lot less on their tax returns, and they take this program, they qualify for a lot more house and able to buy a lot more, you know, a home. But these are our programs that we, you know, service the product and we're lending our money on. They're not the traditional, they're our portfolio products. And we have a lot of them right now. So we can pretty much customize a loan for everybody. You know,
well, let's talk about that bank statement one that Dana wanted to cover.
Sure.
No, he just talked about that. He was just saying about that one.
It's a self-employed borrower.
Okay.
It's self-employed, and we won't.
That's the one for Robert and Laura, maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I'll give you a story. We had a couple who had a business. You know, credit was good. Everything was great. And they just wrote, you know, their tax return in business, they write some stuff off, and they don't show as much as they make. And then we were able to get them approved. Yeah, they were qualified for $300,000, and through our bank statement, they were qualified for around $540,000 house. I mean, just, you know, there are portfolio type programs, and it's a great product for people that need them. And I'm so happy that I work here. I'm grateful for the company I work for because it's like a big family. Everybody's here. You know, if I got questions, I run downstairs, talk to my underwriters. I have two. I have a loan process.
That's nice.
Coordinator. Yeah. So I
land. That's important.
Yeah, we're always in touch with the borrower.
Dana, we're going to get Fred down here yet.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and visit. I am.
I think you're going to move here in a couple of years. We're going to sell you something.
You're going to sell me something. I know, I'm a little worried.
Then you'll open up a little shop here and do mortgages.
I would love it's the community down there. I mean, everybody I've dealt with and met and Gulf Shores, they're wonderful. I mean, it's just so
keep
nice.
Talking. Keep talking.
Beautiful people. And you can just tell you it's a good community down there. I mean, it's a great community. And
it's a great place to live. It truly is.
The lifestyle is good. And Dana grew up here, and she's seen it grow, you know, from the year she was born. I've been here for 34 years. I've been here 34 years. I've seen it grow a lot.
It's
still growing. We're getting a lot of people moving here. There's a lot of pre-construction homes being built. So there's a lot of business here for you, Fred.
I would love to come down there, and that's where I want to live. I mean, I think
get those kids out of school.
I got one in law school and one in a freshman in college.
Impressive.
And then a sophomore, and then a couple more years, and I'll be on the beach, and get a boat, and be able to.
There you go. Beach and boating, living the life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Once you get the kids off payroll.
I am working on that, and they're good kids. They're doing well. And a couple of years, and I'll have that. Hopefully that
we appreciate you coming on, Fred. This has been a lot of fun. Fred.
You'll have to come back. Every time you get some big thing happening in the lender world, you'll have to come back on.
We'll come back and be on your podcast. You are wonderful. And I mean, it's
we appreciate it.
Watch them. You are entertaining. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Fred. Yeah,
that's our number one goal. We appreciate you very much.
good information on here, definitely.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
All right. And I'll put up the info one more time. Where is it? There we go.
Thank you. And
anybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anybody can reach out to me anytime. I'll answer your questions. If you're looking at wanting to buy a house down there or anywhere, we do loans in all 50 states. So I'll lend in all 50 states so we can find something for anybody. Okay.
Okay. Nice. Thank you, Fred.
And have a good evening.
Thanks. Well, that was nice. Okay. Good old Fred.
Yeah, good old Fred. All right. So
he'll loan you some money.
That's right. So the second topic, let's see. Oh, this is some good news. I hope that we are surprising some people with this tonight.
It just came out today. It just came out.
It's all over the internet, but hopefully you haven't seen it yet and you're hearing it first on the Getting Beachy podcast. Go ahead, Dana.
Well, ALDOT,
Alabama Department of Transportation.
Yes, with the help of Meemaw, Governor Kay Ivey, and Mayor Kinnon, ALDOT is buying the Beach Express bridge.
Toll bridge.
$60 million they're paying for that. $57 million incredible. To the bridge company, $3 million to Orange Beach to better the roadways around there. It is so exciting. And when it closes, which should be right before Memorial Day, there will be no more toll. It won't be a toll bridge anymore. It'll just be a bridge.
Let's just ponder that for a minute. Just before Memorial Day, that means Memorial Weekend. If you're coming down here, it's free to go across that bridge. That's
no
incredible.
No more stopping. No more. Oh, my goodness. It is just going to be like heaven on earth. And so somebody commented today when I posted this that it negates the new bridge now. What a waste of money that was. But no. Once the new, and it's called the Intercoastal Waterway Bridge is
complete. This is in Gulf Shores.
Right. In 2026, they're saying spring or summer. The express bridge will be northbound and southbound traffic will come in on the new bridge. So we're just going to be like a sieve down here. People coming and going and no clogged up anything.
Yeah. When there's a major checkout down here, the traffic's going to flow smoother out of here.
Oh my gosh, it'll be the
now people could still use the Gulf Shores Bridge, right? The old 59
the main
bridge. Yeah, but there'll be a new one in off of Canal Road in Gulf Shores that goes
kind of in
between
Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. Yeah,
so people are gonna have two options to leave and two options to come in.
It's shocking, and they're gonna 5-lane Canal Road, and it's just gonna be a really big deal.
A really big deal. And so when we have to evacuate for a hurricane, God forbid, it'll go smoother.
We're not going to have to do that anytime.
Just in case. It's good to plan early for that.
It is nice. It's not going to be a big clogged up mess. So,
right.
And don't worry, if you have your pass and you have money on it in your account, they are going to give refunds. They're not going to take any new people, no new accounts after the 30th of this month. And they expect you'll have your refund on what was left in your account by June 30th.
So another month and a little bit, just another month we'll have to prep pay to go across that bridge. And what is it now? Is it like,
it's $5 for tourists. It's $5. For Orange Beach residents, it's only a dollar. But even at that, I spend about $120 a month going back and forth over that thing at a buck a pop. So
yeah,
you couldn't do it at $5 a pop.
I don't even know if they give me a discount with my Gulf Shores hurricane sticker on my car. Do they give me a discount? I just give them my credit card.
No, you don't get I don't think so. I don't think so.
This is great news for our tourists.
I know Debbie only pays $1.75 every time she crosses, but I don't know why.
Okay. So, well, all that is soon to be over.
And I don't have to learn because it's all gone away.
Yeah, yeah. And we went several podcasts ago. We talked about this where the other bridge tried to stop the Orange Beach Bridge, the toll bridge tried to stop the new Gulf Shores Bridge. And I guess they just said, okay, we give up. And they got $60 million.
All this is settling out that whole lawsuit situation. Yeah. So
right.
Everybody wins. The
yeah.
Baldwin County Bridge Company wins. The tourists win. The citizens win. Everybody wins.
Yes. Okay.
So
the next one is a new
prep school. This is kind of a weird topic here because I didn't really know about this until recently because I'm an old lady. My kids are grown. They're not in school anymore. So thankfully, I don't have these concerns, but there is a new school going up called the Baldwin County Preparatory Academy. I've seen it. It's real big and modern and pretty and everything. And I didn't know what it was, but then I saw an article about it. This is what we used to call trade school, but this is going to be like a huge, it's shocking to me. They're going to have programs for auto technology, aviation, construction, cosmetology. HVAC, plumbing, electrical, something that I didn't even know what it meant, mechatronics, teacher stuff, welding, health science, you name it, they have it. A company has poured $2.5 billion into this type of thing. It's some company called Novellus. I don't know what that is. But where education and industry are integrated. It is supposed to open, I saw in the thing, August. And then you apply.
This August?
That's what I thought I saw.
Doesn't take as long as a bridge.
You apply in December or by December, and then they decide. And
tell them about the uniforms.
Oh, yeah. You will wear the traditional uniform for whatever your career choice is. So
whatever
it's like
your
a
industry,
really
your son.
Fancy trade school.
Okay. So let me interject here. I heard Dr. Phil say today, and I think he's pretty reputable, wouldn't you say?
Well, I don't know the guy, so I'm
well,
not
Dr.
sure.
Dr. Phil said baby boomers are aging out, and the youngers, they don't want to do this kind of work. So it's wide open. So a lot of these baby boomers are retiring or dying. And so there's tons of these jobs available. He said in the coming years, it'll be 500 or 600 plumbers, electronics, HVAC people, auto mechanics, aviation mechanics, that they'll be. So now is the time to open a plumbing business. So I think this is a great thing because our young people here in the past have had, they felt like they had to leave to go find a job somewhere. Well, how many HVACs do we have on the beach, Dana?
A gazillion.
Yeah. All those
a
condos.
Gazillion. And it's hard to get somebody. And
it is.
The little guys are getting gobbled up by the big guys. And
right.
The bigger it gets, the harder it is to get attention and specialized care. So I think this is truly fantastic. It is. The restaurant.
So if kids want to move to the beach and train and live here, or the ones that grew up here, they have a place to go and really learn a good trade and make a great living.
Well, this is only available for Baldwin County public school students currently.
Okay.
They may accept out-of-district people later, but
okay.
This is truly a trade school in conjunction with the local high schools.
Nice.
So,
okay.
But there is something really cool that anybody local watching this, they do need sponsors. So if you're a restaurateur and you want to sponsor the culinary program, you can do that.
Oh, nice.
Go to their website. It's really awesome. It's Baldwin Preparatory Academy, and it's it has a thing about sponsorship and all the things they're doing there. It looks truly amazing. Again, this is just an article I saw because I don't really have a dog in that fight, but I know we need people in all of those trades in this area. So I do think it really blows the doors open for kids.
What's that website again? I'll put it up.
BCBE.org, I think, or just look Google Baldwin Preparatory Academy.
Or Baldwin Preparatory Academy. Okay.
Yeah, you got to spell that right. I could look it up and get you the actual thing, but
this is what I got. BCB.org or Baldwin Preparatory Academy.
BCBE.org. You left off okay. The E. Baldwin County Board of Education.org. BCBE.org
okay.
Or just Google Baldwin Preparatory Academy.
Right.
I would be very excited if I had kids that were interested in any of those. Aviation, for heaven's sake.
I know.
I mean, yeah. Wow. How right. Cool is that?
Well, we have two major, two regional, they're international, Mobile and Pensacola airports. And we have the Gulf Shores airport is growing. So there's the Foley Airport. There's all kinds of airports around here.
Sure. So if your kid wants to be a pilot, how awesome is that?
Or
a mechanic, I suppose.
Trade schools are much better than college for most people.
For most people, that's true. That is true. I made my daughter go to college for 1 year, and she said, I'm just not interested in that, Mom. She's a cosmetologist.
Yeah, she went for 1 year? I didn't know that.
I made her go for a year because I'm mean.
But then you have another one that went 4 years, another one that went 2 years, right?
Yep. They all chose
but I agree.
Their own road.
Robert and Laura, the way college is now, this is a much smarter idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And down here, the world is your oyster. If you're in plumbing, HVAC, or what was the other one? Oh, electrical. There's not enough of that here. So
auto mechanics, yeah. Too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. All these things. We need all these things. So
I've got a question here about the beach club. So tell us why you're so up on the beach club. I have sold 223 beach clubs in my career, condos. So, and I was an owner for 9 years. Not sure why you've heard negative comments. A lot of these condo buildings had a rough time right after the hurricane. So, I guess we'd have to talk.
The person asking the question says they've heard negative comments about the beach
right.
club.
Yeah. So, you're not going to please everybody, of course, but. You know, there's negative and positive comments about every condo complex down here. They say location.
Were the negative
okay.
comments? Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's two different schools
yeah.
of thought here.
Right. So there's a lot of people that love being out there. It's 12 miles down Fort Morgan Road. And a lot of people.
It's down a peninsula.
And it's on the Gulf. And so there's some people that would never go to Orange Beach. It's too crowded. They don't like it. But then you got your people that only want to go to Orange Beach. All their favorite restaurants are there. All their favorite locations. They
Nightlife.
Only stay in Phoenix's. So there's a buyer and a renter for every location down here. There are people that are only Beach Club. There are people that are only Orange Beach, Phoenix, or Creve, whatever. And there's only people that like to stay downtown Gulf Shores. So, you know, there's a buyer and a renter for every location, and it comes down to, I tell people, where do you want to be? And that's where you should start looking. If you want to be in Orange Beach, if you want to be in Gulf Shores, if you want to be down, wherever you want to be, it's going to be a good choice down here. You can't lose.
Let's and rental companies probably didn't make that real clear to the person. It was probably a renter who stayed there and said, oh my God, we were out in the middle of nowhere. And they just didn't look on a map, but it's awesome down at the beach club. Quiet, peaceful. It is
a lot of
no
amenities.
Traffic. It's just, you can go there and just really chill out. I took my kids there a lot. We stayed there a lot when I had younger kids. Yeah,
it's 16 acres. It's unusual. It's got a spa. It's got restaurants and Village Bar and Grill, and just go on and on about that. So it seems like a resort. It does. And I came from the hotel business. And the reason I chose to start working the beach club is because it was like the last place I worked, which is the Marriott Grand Hotel in Point Clear. That's what drew me to it. And it says 86 acres. I don't think so. Well, I mean, I'm not a good judge of acres, but I'll have to check that. I don't think it's 80. Where did you see that? Well, we'll have to check that. It's big. It's got a mile of beach, or not a mile, but a quarter mile, I think. I'm not good with distances.
All right. Well, we had a couple of good questions and good comments and things. And so that's been very exciting. Thank you all for watching and for commenting.
Let me ask one thing. Laura and Robert, where are you located? Well, I appreciate y'all watching. I wanted to know where they were located. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you'll have to email us. All right, Dana. So I guess this is it, huh?
Yep, this is it.
Atlanta. Okay, that's where I was from. I moved down here in 1990. Very cool. Okay, so how do we take it out, Dana? Dana?
I think I'm frozen up. Either I am or you are, but we end it with keep it beachy till next week.
Keep it beachy, stay beachy. And we're out.
All right. Bye, y'all.